Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You know, my family, every time Ntokozo Mbambo releases anything, you know, we always say, oh man, this is the best. But no, I have not heard class in music like I have heard in this particular album. So that's Makabongwe with Ntokozo Mbambo, taken from her latest 2023 rather, Lavish Worship. Amazing, amazing sounds. Very lavish, if you ask me. Very lavish sounds. 18 before the top of the hour, and we have absolute excitement this afternoon as we look forward to conversation with the Road Accident Fund. And the Road Accident Fund is a transforming organization. It is continuously introducing processes and implementing changes to benefit its claimants. Ultimately, all changes and innovation are intended to put the claimant first. And this afternoon, we welcome on the line Mr. McIntosh Polela, who is the spokesperson of the Road Accident Fund, to share with us a lot more about the campaign that has just been launched to drive your claim forward, which is aimed at reducing backlog for claims submitted before April 2021.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth, life explained.
Mr. Polela, good afternoon to you, sir, and thank you so much for giving us your time here at Radio Pulpit. Hello, Mr. Polela.
Good afternoon, my lady.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I hope you're well.
Well, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Let's start by just understanding. I see that the Road Accident Fund is indeed a transforming organization. Where are we at in terms of the life of the organization right now before we call, we look at the call that we are going to be discussing this afternoon?
So where we are is that we had a strategy 2020 to 2025, and obviously we're coming to the tail end. That was meant to transform the organization and change a lot of things. Now, what it has done is that it has reduced the money that we used to pay to attorneys from around 13 billion to around 3.6 billion annually. And we have been able to increase our payouts to our claimants from around 37 billion to 45 billion rand a year. Our focus was to shift from paying attorneys who were paid so much they threatened to collapse the organization to paying the people that are essential to our existence, who are the claimants. So basically, we've been able to do that. But going ahead, obviously, we continue to transform. We've put a bill in Parliament where we say we want to do away with the lawyers altogether. So what does that mean? It means that like SASSA, like NFSAS, if you want to claim from us, you can come directly and you don't need lawyers' representation. And by the way, they take 25% of whatever we pay you.
Sure. Let me ask the seemingly obvious. Why did we need lawyers in that particular process in the first place?
Well, it's because when the legislation was created, it was created by lawyers. As you know, lawyers create legislation. They created it for themselves.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They created it in such a way that you are not, or make it very, very difficult for you to be able to claim without the representation of a lawyer. Now, that has resulted in 97% of our claims coming through lawyers, only 3% coming directly because they made it almost impossible for you and I to claim without their representation.
So this was legislation which, after various auditing of operations, you know, the RAF is now confident that it has internal capacity to take over whatever window in that value chain was and responsibility and part that was being played by lawyers. Yes,
indeed, we are in that process. For instance, last year we introduced our call center, which, by the way, never used to happen because the lawyers were very happy to keep you in the dark about how far your claim is until the point 3 years later where they're saying you are ready to be paid. And you were not able to ask how much was I paid until we introduced this call center, and they absolutely detest it. But the claimants absolutely love it because they know once they put in a claim, they can check on the state of their claims and they can confront the lawyers. And one of the things that obviously we'll continue to do is it will take several years for the legislators in parliament to answer our prayer to remove the lawyers. And while they do that, we will obviously continue to put together systems that will allow for the claimants to be able to claim in an easier kind of manner.
Sure. Or at least be able to access, you know, the RAF to raise up any query, which I suppose is exactly the point of the call center.
Indeed. I mean, they are able to call us now on 087-820-1111 to ask a couple of questions, whether represented by lawyers or not.
Sure.
They are able to get the information because we, you know, even those who have been paid, by the way, they are able to ask how much was I paid, because sometimes there's a discrepancy. Unfortunately, the lawyers are very famous for defrauding their claimants, quite apart from defrauding the organization, the RAF itself.
Mr. Polela, how do we hold those that, or rather, let me start by asking, has there been any sort of repercussions of any malpractice in the process of auditing? Is there any such? And if yes, what are the accountability measures in place?
Okay, so yes, there is. So what has happened is that we work very well with the Hawks, the SIU and the NPA, and we've had a total of 35 people that have faced convictions, and many of them are lawyers. There are others that are going through the system. For instance, there's a lawyer in Port Elizabeth who was paid 500,000 rand for a widow that claimed after the husband died in a car accident, because we also pay, obviously, beneficiaries. We pay for loss of earnings. So she successfully applied for 500,000 rand, and the lawyer only gave her 80,000 rand. And so as a result, that lawyer is going through the system because apparently it was the second time he'd done it. There was an instance where he was paid 300,000 rand and gave next to nothing to the beneficiary.
Wow. Let me then take an opportunity, Mr. Polela, to really congratulate, the RAF for having come to such a brave decision. It is a brave decision because, it's a disruptor, in this kind of in this particular space, especially at this time. So well done to the RAF, yourself and the team on the ground. Let's understand, what is the call to action now?
Well, our call to action is for anybody who submitted a claim before 2021, by the month of April, to come forward, because we've got over 300,000 claims in our books. We have classified over 200,000 of them as being part of the backlog because they were submitted before April 2021. We're saying that if you submitted your claim before April 2021, we're desperate to get a hold of you to be able to finalize and pay out your claims. And so please get in touch with us. And if you are represented by a lawyer or you're coming by yourself, you are welcome to get in touch with us so that you can confront your attorney if, there are documents that are missing, because we're finding that, there are documents that people have not been submitted. Now, say you're going to an insurance and you've had a problem with your car or your house or have your rent stolen. Obviously, they require certain documents for them to finalize your claim. We're not in insurance, we're a social benefit, but we work the same. You cannot be paid out without a full complement of your documents. And hence, we are calling for people to come forward to check exactly which documents have not reached the RAF so that we can go to the process of finalizing and paying off their claims.
Sure. My family, if you've just joined us, it's 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Mr. McIntosh Palela joins us from the Road Accident Fund. If you would like to get hold of the Road Accident Fund's contact center to find out which documents are outstanding on your claim, that number is 087-820-1111. And via SMS, you can connect with the contact center on 44930. Otherwise, email contactcenter@raf.co.za. Mr. Palela, is there a reason why April 2021 specifically?
Well, it means to us that it was how many years ago? It was more than 3 years ago.
Mm.
And that's a long time.
Yeah.
We aim to finalize most of our claims within 120 days.
Sure.
And once you hit the 3 year threshold, that's quite a long time, and hence we are desperate to get a hold of those people. And another reason is obviously what happens is, you must understand, as I said, 97% of the people are represented by lawyers. The lawyers, for representing people, one of the things that they charge is what you call legal and administrative fees.
Mm.
Now, if you were a lawyer, you would not want to finalize the claim within 120 days, because then you would lose a lot
of
legal and administrative fees. And so as a result of that, the lawyers drag out the cases for as long as possible, to the point where 82% of our claims end up at the corridors and the steps of the courts. I'm saying corridors and the steps of the courts because they never get before a judge, because at that point they then say to us, we are ready to settle, when they could have done it within 120 days.
So if somebody right now is engaged with a lawyer and they've been experiencing delays for exactly the reasons that you've just stated, how do they know what sort of documents, Mr. Palela, contribute, or a lack of submission contribute to the delays that you've been experiencing and the backlog that you've been experiencing, so that someone may know exactly, you know, what to put together as they come forward individually outside of their engagement with their lawyer?
So if you're represented by a lawyer, you should have what you call power of attorney. And we find that these documents are not readily available when you try to process the claims, even though the lawyer should just give them out to the claimants that they represent. Another document that we find it becomes problematic is the accident report. Now, without the accident report, we cannot determine whether or not there was an accident at all. And then there's the comprehensive health report. Now, why is this important? It's important, obviously, because it tells us to what extent you were injured, the extent of your injuries, and the extent to which you've been put out of work, whether they're going to be put out of work for a short, long-term, or permanently. And that determines how much, obviously, we need to pay you. Those documents are very, very important. And obviously, the obvious one, your ID book. We find sometimes that we've got claims that are there submitted without an ID book.
Sure. Any examples, Mr. Palela, of cases with outstanding documents that we can maybe relate to?
Yes, there are claims with no documents at all, zero.
Wow.
We do get those, where people just file claims and then they don't submit any documents. Now, we have a lot of claims that we call dormant. Now, those are claims where you find there's a claim from 2015, from 2008, because somebody was taking a chance. Now, I was hunting in KZN, over the weekend, and I heard somebody saying that they were, hunting somewhere, and they got into a hole in the ground that they didn't, and they were injured very, very badly. And now the person says to me, well, to us, not knowing that I'm from the RAF, he says I went to the doctor, and to the hospital, and obviously I lied because I couldn't say that I was hunting. I said I was, it was a hit and run, and all of a sudden I had a lawyer greeting me, and we started the process of claiming. Now we do get that. Those are the kind of claims where you will not have an accident report. You will have nothing. A person falls off the roof building their house, and then they have an idea, I'm going to claim from the Road Accident Fund, because in case of a hit and run, there is no car anyway, so there is no accident report. You can just go to hospital and say, I was hit by a car. Obviously you do keep quiet, And then you put a note, and I will get an update because we hunt together with that guy. And obviously, it would be very nice to make an example of him.
You know what? Actually, after this, I think there should be like a small fine print, you know, when every RAF official goes on holiday to say that they must please wear RAF regalia. So yeah. That... So we can recognize them in public. Oh man, what an interesting time!
As much as I was thoroughly annoyed.
Yeah.
I obviously kept
as you should,
and said to myself, I know the guy, so I'll keep getting updated every time we're hunting. We're going again on the 27th, as we always do every once a month.
And I feel bad.
Updates, and I will ask, how far are you?
I feel so horrible for him because he's not even listening right now. Anyway, so Mr. Falela, finally, you know, someone may be listening today and trying to figure out, I don't want to say criteria because it sounds a little, you know, off, but what makes my claim valid? Under what circumstances, as you've mentioned, you know, that of course people use all sorts of incidents and they want to claim from RAF, but then under what circumstances strictly would I then be eligible to submit a claim to the RAF?
Yes, so you are eligible if you are not the wrongdoer. What do I mean by this? We naturally do not cover drivers because the drivers are the wrongdoer. In other words, if you are involved in an accident where you lost control of the car, you hit a barrier, and you are injured, you're not eligible to claim. But if you're a passenger, you're obviously eligible to claim. And if you're a driver and it's somebody else's mistake, it's not your mistake. But I emphasize again, if you're drunk or you've lost control of the car,
sure,
it's not our problem. It's your problem. If you hit a tree, hit an embankment, hit a wall, it's your mistake. It's not our mistake. So please do not attempt to, you know, to claim. You are eligible if you are involved in a car accident and it's not your mistake.
That's absolutely helpful, sir. Thank you so much. And so the call then, just to go back to that for emphasis, for the purpose of emphasis, the call of the RAF, if you could just, relay that as we conclude the conversation, sir.
Our call is that people who filed their claims before the year 2021, well, April 2021 and going back, those are the people that we're looking for. And by the way, that number you mentioned, which is 087-820-1111, if you do not have our time, you can buzz it or send us a please call me, and our call center agents will proceed to call you back.
That is fantastic. And so that's where the family and our communities can get more information. And on that number and on all of those contact details, the email contact center at raf.co.za, they will then also be able to ask basic questions like, how do we submit these documents, and any other question that we may not have covered in our conversation today?
And you can also go to our website, by the way.
Sure.
And, click on Drive Your Claim Forward, and you'll be prompted and guided on how you go about, getting a hold of us and, getting your claim processed.
Sure. And until when is this call, Mr. Polela? Is there a closing date, an expiry date?
No. Yeah. We deliberately didn't put a deadline because we want as many people as possible. And once we've determined that we've reached the thresholds that we're looking for, then this will be over.
Okay, fantastic. And of course, the media will then be informed when that is done, yeah?
Indeed.
Fantastic. Mr. McIntosh Polela, my family, is the spokesperson at the Road Accident Fund. Thank you so much for your time, sir, and that information, and all the best. And especially, be extra kind when you next go hunting.
I'll try to be, but I really, really appreciate your platform. Thank you very much for indulging me, my lady.
Fantastic, fantastic. Mr. Polela, exactly 2 o'clock, my family, that is your time. We are going to be looking at the Good News Bulletin. And thank you so much, of course, to the RAF, who has taken the time to include Radio Pulpit in all the platforms that they are broadcasting this incredibly important message about claimants whose claims have not been processed since April of 2021. Information and contact information of the RAF contact center, that is 087-820-1111, and via SMS 44930, or via email contact center at raf.co.za. Check out more information and updates on the website raf.co.za. We're crossing over now, my family, to your Good News Bulletin here on Radio Pulpit. A minute after two is your time.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.